People do not spend time learning these things. I don't mean to criticize any institution, but it's interesting. I was thinking around 10 years ago, I don't even know if what I'm about to say is true, but I'm saying over what I was told. And I don't want to have a discussion if it's true, not publicly. I was told 10 years ago that the difference, a major difference between a Shatora and a Sameach, when they take in people, is that a Shatora spends a lot of time on discovery and if Hashem exists, and they went there. And a Sameach throws you into Gemara. Like, you start learning Gemara right away. I don't know how true that is. Maybe it's an oversimplification, but that's always explained to me. Because I thought then that would be my career. So I was thinking, and it was explained to me, it's silly. And really, that's what the Chavis HaLovus is talking about. I don't mean to criticize anyone, but if that's true, that's not much what the Chavis HaLovus is talking about. But that's not, it's not a good thing to do. I can understand that in this door, it's felt, and they obviously, I'm sure they asked, if it's true, you know, you know it's true. But if it's true, I'm sure they asked, and they were told that for this door, that's the Mahalach, you got to get him into it, that he'll be interested, that he'll see the beauty of the Gemara, and he'll be intellectually stimulated. I don't know. But really, the Chavis HaLovus would say, like, no, you gotta make sure he has down the fundamentals and the nature of Hashem and what Hashem wants you in life to be happy and these kind of things. That's Chavis HaLovus. That's like, you gotta get that down pat. Then you could start learning technical stuff, Aleph Beis, and reading. That's second. That's interesting. I was thinking about that, and if it's true, so that really this would be really a limit. I spoke with Rabbi Berkowitz once, though, even that the whole there was a tekufa. Maybe it's coming to an end. We don't really know. There was a tekufa when yeshivas really. I had a chavis halavah story today. I was sitting in a kollel learning. And this is not much. If you've been listening to the chavis halavah the last few weeks, the last few days, you'll appreciate the story. The guy comes over to me. He says, and what do you say like this? If there's an Eved Ivri and he's Mekabel Tais for Shabbos, so is he allowed to be Mekabel Tais for Shabbos? Because he can't do Malacha, but he's an Eved Ivri, he's Meshuvah to the guy. So I'm always thought of the Chavis HaLovus. I said, you know, is this what bothers you? So I wanted to say to this guy, you know, do you love Hashem? But then that would have been the end of my career as a. That's all I needed, was to say, do you love Hashem? What?
You know that Hashem loves you.
Okay. Okay, but that's not what we just learned from the Chavis HaLovus. That's why he's sitting there thinking about cases. Okay. What he says here is that he's going back to the importance of seichel, the importance of developing your seichel. That's the gift Hashem gave you. And so we're up to, he brought down the pasuk Yadat Hayom Vashivos Olavavecha Ki Hashem Hu Elokim B'Shemayim Malvam Tochas. You know, the Kachu Hadavar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom of page Yud in the seichel that we're using. The Kachu Hadavar B'Cholma She'amitos On Yisegas B'Seichel. Really, anything that's rational, you should be figuring out with your rational faculties. Kefishi Yadata Medivei Kadmoneinu Aleihem Hashalom, and he like Tzushtel's one of the Yud Gimel Midos. In other words, the pasuk that he brings down only says it about Yichud Hashem and Hashem's uniqueness and oneness. But we have a rule called Dovah Shoyi B'Chlal, the Yotzo Menachlal Lamed, Lo Lamed Alatzma Yotzo, El Lamed Alaklal Kulo Yotzo. Ki Yadiyas Inyan Yichud Hashem, so the pasuk that I just quoted about thinking about and studying and getting a rational, intellectual grasp of Hashem's oneness. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, when he gives examples of this, he says like you should study the way the rain, what's it called, the rain cycle works. It's like a manifestation of Hashem's oneness. Like you need everything has to cooperate in nature to produce that plants should grow and that we should be able to breathe and Like everything has to work and everything has to shtim, and the clouds have to do their job and the winds have to do their job and the oceans have to, like, he says that's where you see one aspect of Hashem's yichud in nature, that so many, if you study it, like so many millions of things have to work together to produce anything in nature. So he says, Yedias inyan yichud Hashem yisale is an onoth mikolam eskolos. So it's just one branch of any knowledge. So if the pasuk says there, v'yodat ayam v'shivos alavavecha, that you have to intellectually work to understand it and to get it to whatever degree you're able to. V'kol shechova bo, chova bakol. So if the pasuk says it by yichud Hashem, it's true about everything. V'ofen hasheni, maimer hakosuv, Halo yodatim lo shemato elokei olam Hashem. So yodata is first, and then shemato bekabolo. Ratzo ba'omer halo yodato yodias halamid b'rayus. Uba'omer lo shemato derech hakabolo v'mesoris. Rayus doesn't have to be proof that you would prove it to someone else. It means that you're firmly convinced of it. You're not just saying it because you have it in your mesorah, but you develop an understanding of it yourself, where now you know it to be true also. You're convinced of it also. Yeah.
How much of what he's talking about is supposed to be you and you alone versus you and your Rebbe or you and someone else?
Well, obviously, as the child learns, a 5, 6, 13, 15, 20-year-old, so you need a Rebbe. No, we're not Avram Avinu. We're not going to sit there and have Shtei Kil Yosenu, Nase Kishtei Mayonis Achochma, and work everything out ourselves. But hopefully, as a person grows older and matures and learns and studies, so his need for a Rebbe will decrease, will increase, his need for a Rebbe will get less over time, and he'll develop the Kalim to develop his own self knowledge. Do you want to know at what age that happens? No. It depends on the maturity and the intelligence of the guy.
At some point, the person doesn't need their own Hashem anymore?
Doesn't
need
it.
I
don't know. You can't make it. There are no rules. There are no rules. You could say Niskatnu Adoiris, and we will. Your average person today, if you want to make such a statement, I'll say, okay. There's no rules. It depends what. You reach a point.
The ideal is you don't need
the safe of the Hashem. You don't mean, not anymore. You needed it at one point in your life because, as I say, you're not going to figure it out on your own. But you learn it, and then you say taka. So I've read about Avigdor Miller, and now, like, he taught me. Let's say halavai, but he taught me how to look at things, and now I'll do it on my own. If I'm a good Talmud and I studied it and I've absorbed it and I've internalized it, then how does anybody in Tosfos also is like that? Right? You have a Rebbe, you hear Shiurim, and then all of a sudden, 20 years later, the guy's saying Shiurim. Like, what happened? Like, where'd he go? Teretz is, you have a Rebbe and he teaches you how to learn, and you develop a Derech HaLimud, and you learn with your Chavrusa, and as you get older, you go to less and less Shiurim, right? And hopefully you're absorbing the shiurim and you're developing a derech halimut yourself. So that's in learning, but it's like that in Chovos Halvavos as well. So he brings on that pasuk, halo teidum lo tishmu hikdim hayadiyah piyareis of hayadiyas. Then he brings on another pasuk, amon yud aleph amon aleph, daf yud aleph. He brings down. She says shakabola avobi shikademus b'teba. Certainly kabbalah will come first. The transmission of tradition, because a child doesn't have mental, he doesn't have the intellectual ability yet to think. So a child, you have to teach him Hashem Echad. So certainly that comes first. But the reason the pasuk mentions Yediyah first is because it's improper to rely on that and just be soimich on that, but you have to develop it if you can. You should try. You have to learn. As I say, but he's screaming about people spending their times in other intellectual pursuits, and he holds you should spend more time on this and less time on what people do spend time learning. That's what the Chovos Halvavos holds.